recorded live.
Good morning, everybody, or afternoon, or evening, or wherever you are. It is Saturday, March 10th, 2007, and we're here today, live on TalkShoe, to talk about, once again, PHP BB. Today is the 10th episode of PHP BB Weekly, and I am your host, Douglas Bell, Webmax37 in the chat room, or Fountain of Apples on the phpbb.com forum. And so we're going to talk about PHP BB. If you want to come into TalkShoe, the chat room, or if you want to call in, if you have any questions, discussions, anything at all about PHP BB, then we're going to take your calls or just answer questions out of the chat room, whichever one you want to do. In between, we're talking about what we're talking about today, which is we're going to continue talking about PHP BB 3 later on in the episode today. I'm going to take you all on a tour guide of all the settings that are in PHP BB 3 Olympus, because there's a heck of a lot more stuff in there. And so that's going to be coming up later on in the episode. I do need to mention that this podcast is done by myself. It is not affiliated with nor approved by the PHP BB teams. This is me doing my own thing, but we need to have a PHP BB podcast out there, don't we? Yeah. Okay, so I did want to mention, first of all, and I'm sure if you've been watching any kind of news and stuff, and you're in the United States or you're in Canada, which is that tomorrow is the first day of daylight savings time in the United States and Canada. And it's 3 weeks earlier this year. It has been on the first Sunday in April for about the last 20 years, and so this year it's going to be starting on the second Sunday in March, and this is to try to get energy policy better, I guess, and my microphone has turned itself up, turn it down, there we go. But anyway, so daylight savings time is going to be starting tomorrow in the United States and Canada. Elsewhere, as far as I know, it's still starting at its normal time. I think Europe, Great Britain areas, they're starting like in early April, like they did. There's a list somewhere. I don't have the list handy right now, but yes. So you're going to be losing an hour tomorrow night, and the hour is usually 2 a.m. So you know, we go from 1:59 a.m. and then it's boom, 3 a.m. right there and then. But for most people who are asleep, all you have to do is remember to turn your clock forward. Tomorrow morning, or tonight before you go to sleep, so that you do not lose an hour and come an hour late for anything. This also applies to PHP BB. Now, PHP BB 2 does not exactly have real daylight savings time support. PHP BB 3 does have daylight savings time support, and if you have, but it's not automatic. So you know that nowadays you have Windows or you have your Mac operating system, whatever operating system you're running, most of them nowadays will automatically change time. Now, with the latest change in when daylight savings time is, I know if you're using any latest version of OS X on Mac, you're already taken care of. You should just run a software update and you'll be all right. Windows, I'm not so sure what the system is. I'm sure if you're using Vista, it'll be fine. XP, maybe it'll be fine. Older versions may have some difficulties. So you could have like a mini Y2K problem here with being an hour off versus being a millennium off. Hey, it's only a gazillion years. Whatever. But yeah, so PHP BB does not do an automatic changeover. So what you need to do is you need to go and change it yourself. And so this is how you're going to do it. It's different for if you're on any boards that are PHP BB 2 versus boards that are PHP BB 3. On PHP BB 2 boards, like the phpbb.com forums, for example, if you're registered on there, you want to go onto your profile tomorrow morning after we've changed time, and you, and you're going to go down to where you set your time zone, and it's usually like a difference in hours from UTC. And so what you're going to do is whatever number is there, you're going to add one to that number. For example, I'm in the Pacific time zone, so currently it's set to UTC minus 8 or GMT minus 8, same thing. And so what you're going to want to do is, for my time zone, add 1 to it to make that minus 7. East Coast will go from minus 5 to minus 4, so you just add 1 to that whatever number is there. Version 3 of PHPBB has a new setting which says, are you observing daylight savings time? So it's a lot easier. Just go to that and say, yes, now I'm observing daylight savings time. It'll make the change for you automatically. So you want to do this on most of the boards that you visit often. Otherwise, you're going to see times that are a bit off. Again, it's not the end of the world. You know, you can go ahead and change it anytime. Again, I want to invite you to come into the chat room. When you say Gizmodo, you're referring to Gizmo Project? Because I know Gizmo Project, there's a thing on the drawer on the side that says click here for blasts. So if you click that button, that will show a little bit of a touch tone screen pop up. And you can click on the touch tones on the screen to enter your TalkCast ID, which is 12418, and your PIN number. So there should be a thing there that says click here for blasts next to where it lists the SIP and the duration and all that. From Randulo in the chat room, he asked the question, can we install version 3 and suck in a BB2 database? Are you referring to installing version 3 and PHP BB2 in the same database? Just wanting a little clarification on what you're referring to on your question here, Randulo. Let's see. So he says, you can definitely. If you have one database now, I'm sure you remember that if you remember back to when you install PHPBB, there's a way that you can set a table prefix. So like PHP, so that your tables in MySQL or whatever database you're using is like PHPBB_blah. Now I'm assuming right now that you're just going to install a brand new version 3 board. Just to play around with it in the background. So what you can do on the same database is change the name of the table prefix. So by default, it says PHPBB_. Maybe make that PHPBB3_ or something else. And then your PHPBB3 tables will live right alongside your PHPBB2 tables, and you'll be fine. The database structure has changed a lot between version 2 and version 3, and there is currently a tool in beta if you're actually wanting to migrate all the data from your current version 2 board to version 3. There's a tool which is in beta, which is available in the last beta package, which lets you run that conversion. However, again, it's in beta, so they are not recommending that you do any updating from version 2 to version 3 until the first release candidate is out. They are not supporting it. We are not in RC yet. Currently, PHPBB3 is in the 5th beta. So it'll be announced when we are in version 3.0. And actually, I wanted to mention, and I said this last time, that today, this afternoon, phpbb.com said that they're going to be having a server outage just to clean up some things on their server. It's going to go for about 2 hours. So it's going to start this afternoon, and I had mentioned last week that this might mean, just based on a complete total rumor that I'm making up right out of my head, that they're getting stuff ready for when Release Candidate 1 comes out. Because it reminded me back last June when Beta 1 came out, they did a server update ahead of time. Again, I don't know anything. I'm not on the team anymore, so it could be possible that we'll see Release Candidate 1 this weekend or not. I know there's still a lot of bug fixes that have been going on in CVS, because I keep an eye on that. Last off did call in. He's currently muted. If you want, I can unmute you, or I can, if you have anything you want to talk about. Yeah, the bug tracker is in the 20s, and they've been working on it pretty quickly. And you can see the bug tracker if you're interested at phpbb.com/bugs. And there's lots of bug spray going on back there. You can probably buy it wholesale. Excuse me. So I don't know if we'll see a release candidate very soon, or it could take yet a little while. I know that the team is focusing first on making sure that version 3 is the best they can have it be, and then be able to get it out. Actually, I'm going to see if I can unmute Lastov, and I may not be able to hear him, but I'm going to try to mess with, see what my Gizmo project does anyway, but I'm going to unmute him. Welcome to PHPV Weekly.
Hello? Hello?
And we can't hear you, I don't think. Yeah, if we could hear you, there's a... Oh, you can hear him? Yuck. All right, so... All right, I muted you. I don't know why. I'm always having problems with my talk show in being able to hear. So I'm going to try quitting TalkShoe Live and opening it back up to see if that makes a difference. So hold on. So you're still listening to me. I just can't see what you're saying in the chat room. And for some reason, TalkShoe is completely messing up here. Come on. All right. Sorry about this. I know it's weird because my computer's... Yeah, TalkShoe is kind of weird when I'm trying to listen to other people when I'm hosting. When I'm calling in on other shows, it works a lot better. So anyway, for today, we're going to be taking you all on a tour guide of the PHPBB3 settings. PHPBB3 is a complete world apart from PHPBB2. And so, all right, TalkShoe Live is reopening. So PHPBB3, it has lots more settings. You can do a lot more control with your PHPBB board. For all these PHPBB discussions that I'm going to be doing, I'm tackling it from a perspective that you're the board founder, that you can see all of the admin settings, and I'm going to be going through it in the way that you have not really tweaked anything. But I'm going to get more into this today. There are ways that you can completely tweak everything that you want in PHPBB version 3. And it's very interesting. There's a lot you can do. So you may be seeing a different view when you customize your version 3 board. I'm going to try unmuting Lastov again and see if that works. Welcome to PHPBB Weekly.
Anyone hear me this time? Hello?
It's my fault. I can't hear you. All right. Keep talking. This is a bug that I have with my VoIP client. It's annoying. I'm going to hang up and call back, and then I should be able to hear you.
Right, I guess I'm the only one here then. I'll keep talking until he gets back. Something I did want to point out, a point he made a minute ago, was when PHPBB3 is coming out. Now, although there's not many bugs in the bug tracker, acid burn on the Area 51 the other day said they still haven't decided on matters of when they're going to allow mod and star submissions, which I would take it to mean that that's the kind of thing they want to decide before RC1, because, well, they want to decide whether they want to put the mods and stars up before RC1, and as I just said, acid burn on Area 51 the other day said they haven't decided that yet. So can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you now. It's a problem with my clients because it just it cuts out when there's no sound coming from the other side and just does that. It's annoying. I sent them complaints. There hasn't been an update yet, so it is Mac. I'm using Mac.
I'm on my MacBook. So.
Excellent. I'm on a Mac Mini and an iBook clamshell. So. Although the majority of PHPBB users are Windows, it's still very, very good on Mac. So anyway, what's your name and where are you calling from?
I'm James. I'm calling from the UK. I go as Lastov
cool.
on both phbbb.com and Area 51, which is where I spend more of my time.
That's cool. Do you offer like support on the forums or?
I used to do some PHP BB2 support, and more recently I've been doing quite a lot of PHP BB3 support because not many people have really picked up much of that. Whereas I've been installing the CVS versions for years.
There's a lot new.
Yeah, definitely. Especially the permission system really blows people away. It's just so different.
Yeah, but I think I'm going to be covering that on the next episode.
Okay. You probably need a whole episode for that, to be honest.
Actually, the latest incarnation of the permission system is a lot easier. I mean, I've tried earlier versions, and I had completely no idea what was going on. Although the latest incarnation is actually making a lot more sense now. So, I'm going to keep trying it a little bit more, and then I'll talk about it. Okay. All right. Did you want to talk about anything before, or should I get into what I'm talking about today?
Apart from what I said while you were away about the acid burners recently said they haven't decided whether or not they're going to be accepting mods and styles at RC1 or not, which I take to mean that they won't be releasing RC1 at least this weekend, because that's the kind of thing they're going to decide. Apart from that, I can't think of anything.
I'll say this: when RC1 comes, and this is based on the example from when version 2 was released, RC1 is really considered the first stable version of Olympus, because that's really when it becomes more stable, and so they're going to start doing full support, at least more support for PHPBB. That's when they're going to start saying that you can convert your old version 2 boards over. So mods and styles gets a little weirder because, first of all, there's still some things that could change, and then a lot of people have gotten started. They also need to get a lot of documentation out about all the new code that's into PHPBB3 now. So it's going to be interesting, but I'm sure they'll definitely start accepting mods and styles by version 3 going final.
Yeah.
I haven't been on the team. I was on the team about 6 months ago, and I'm not anymore. But they hadn't made any decisions back then, so.
Yeah, well, Acidburn, it was only a couple, I think it was on Thursday in a topic, Area 51 in the Styles forum there, that they hadn't decided yet.
Yeah. Look, I've had difficulties trying to mod into PHPBB3, so I'm actually holding out until there's some good, solid documentation. Because everything is a lot different, and frankly, the coding guidelines are out there, but that's not a whole lot to go by.
If you go to the front page of Area 51, there's actually a link to the PHPBB source code documentation, which is a start, at least. But there's so much of it that it's going to take a while for anyone to get used to it.
Yeah, I think that's done by, like, there's some general library that you can do for PHPBB, so if you comment your code in a certain way while they're doing the code. I think it's like PHPlib or something. I don't know.
This document was generated by PHP Documenter.
Yeah, that's it, PHP Doc. So that they have it in fully compliant, and that's what all the new comments are about. So, but that's still very generic, and it's not plain English code. It is guidelines. So. But I'm a plain English kind of guy. I can do version 2 okay, but it's a lot simpler, but there's a lot of new stuff. So I'm going to keep you unmuted so that I don't have to lose sound again. Again, anyone else who would like to come into the chat room can, if they'd like to call in. That would be really cool. Information you can find in the TalkShoe Live client or on the page. So today we're going to go through, first of all, sort of a general idea of the new interface of the admin control panel, and also go through all the new settings you can go through. So if you go into the control panel, you'll notice, first of all, that the old frame view has gone away. And I should say that the first time I saw the new layout, which was done by, again, Tom, he did the Subsilver theme in version 2, and he did this really cool brand new layout. and it's very awesome. It's awe-striking the first time I saw it. It looks really nice. And if you have installed version 3, it looks the same there. So it's divided now into tabs. So there's general forums, posting, users and groups, yada, yada, yada. And so general is going to contain your initial dashboard. You're going the admin index, it's still called. You can see a number of quick access to things on the left side, and most of your configuration is in that page. The forums tab is where you're going to be able to set up forums, and I'm going to discuss this more. Most of these I'm going to discuss more in later episodes. Posting tab lets you set up BB codes, any private message settings, topic icons, smileys, and word sensors are in there. Users and groups concern user permissions and set up for groups and their permissions. Permissions is now a really big thing, as we just talked about last of and I, and we're going to, I think I'm going to be kind of varying that in the next episode or two. Styles, there's a lot more you can do now with PHP BB styles. You can do that there. Maintenance lets you see the logs, because now everything in PHP BB3 is admin logs and moderator logs, and so you can see all that there. Database, you can do backup and restore there. There's a lot more to the database backup now, so it's really cool. And system had basically two major things there, which is, first of all, the version check, which lets you see what the new latest version is, the current version. They've gotten that, taken that off of the admin index, like it was on PHP BB2, and it now has its own dedicated page. And so, and it's got a lot more information about how to update your installation. It's actually very similar to the first version of a mod I made called Advanced Version Check, although that mod's kind of advanced since then. And this is something I'm going to, I'm getting to hear a little bit of background noise, I'm going to mute last of a bit. Modules. Now, I'm going to try to explain this in a nutshell, because this is, like, very advanced, and even I don't completely understand it, but modules are basically any page now that you see in PHP BB3 admin is called a module, or in the user control panel, or in the moderator control panel. And so in module management, that lets you sort of set up the layout. So I've just described what the tabs all look like, what the default interface looks like. You can actually, if you have the permissions to do it, you can actually completely reorganize and restructure the layout of the admin control panel, of the moderator control panel, and of the user control panel. So very complex, and I think when you're installing mods, it's going to integrate into this in a way that you can set up how you want to install. So again, we're still waiting for more information on it, but that's sort of a glimpse into what module management is. Very complex, though, and advanced, and I don't know if I'll be covering that anytime soon. But what I'm going to talk about today is mostly under the general tab. And so when you first go on through there, you're going to see a list of inactive users, which is, this is on the admin index, by the way. You can see the latest registered users who have inactive accounts. You can activate them, you can delete them, you can remind them. Really easy now to see if you have inactive users who have not activated their email yet. You can see administrator actions, and you can see all the forum statistics, of course. On the top left, you can see quick links to be able to manage users, manage groups, manage forums, and the moderator log. We talked about all that. This is one thing I thought was really cool about PHP BB. Now, if you have been using PHP, then most of you are probably familiar with what PHP info is. And so PHP BB had this built in. I'm going to unmute him just so I don't lose my audio. All right, so what's really cool about this is that it actually is now a styled version of PHP info. And so this is relatively insignificant, but I thought this was really cool because it's now built into the admin panel, and it uses the same styling as you can see on the rest of the admin panel. It doesn't look like the default PHP info page. And so I thought this looked really cool. So insignificant, you can see all the details right there. You don't have to go to create your own PHP info page. And so there you go. That's something I thought cool. Let's go down to board configuration. I'm going to skip over attachment settings for a minute and go right down to board settings. So your old general configuration page on PHP BB2 had now been split into two different pages called Board Settings and Board Features. Board Settings is the more basic of these, and so you can set your site name, your description. You can choose to disable your board or not, and you can now set a message which will be displayed to users when your board is disabled, which used to be only done by a mod. Also, something new in PHP BD3, if you disable the board, it's only going to be disabled to users, so you can still use the board if you're an administrator while it's disabled. Default language you can set, your date format, there's a new menu for it. You can set your time zone, daylight savings time, your default style, and warning. So this may be set or not set on your forms, but there's a new thing on PHP BD, which I'll talk about later, in a future episode, which lets you set warnings for users who are being bad. And so it lets you set a duration for how long it's going to last. The board features panel lets you turn on private messaging, topic watching, forum watching, username changes, attachments, attachments in private messages, DB codes, smiley signatures, word sensors, bookmarking topics, birthday listings, all of this stuff. And most of this comes from PHP BB2. There's a number of additional things, and most of it's pretty self-explanatory, and a lot of it pertains to the things we're going to talk about in the future. Attachments. I'm sure a lot of users on various forums have seen that the attachment mod, which Acid Burn does. Have any of you seen that? I'm going to, Rx, by the way, if you want, I can unmute you, we can get to your question. So welcome to PHP BB Weekly.
Yeah, is this okay? Can you hear me?
Sure.
Okay.
I can hear you pretty well.
My question was basically, what's the advantage of PHP BB over something like IPB or maybe Pun BB, something? I mean, Well, I know IPB is paid. I've had more experience with IPB than PHP BB before, but I haven't used version 3 much. Are there lots of advantages in version 3 and stuff over IPB or whatever?
One of the major complaints, again, in terms of comparing different forms, it's completely up to you. So I'll say that. So PHP BB version 2 had a lot less features than IPB. Like IPB had like a calendar and birthdays, and not built into PHP BB 2 unless you installed mods. Version 3 has a lot more of these features built in, and there's a lot of new stuff in there. Again, it's up to you. Again, some of the advantages, PHP BB 3 is completely free to use, free to install. Then it's a GPL, so it's open source. There's a very large community that supports it on the forums, so you can get support, and usually happens pretty quickly. It's got a good team of volunteers who keep PHP BB up to date. It's been fairly secure. There have been a couple of cases where there have been some things that have happened once or twice, where someone may have found an exploit, which happens in all software. There can be exploits in all software, and they published it to the web, and that was like a few years ago, called the Santee worm, and so that really hurt PHP BB's reputation. But overall, there have been very few security problems, and most of them usually get reported and fixed right away by PHP BB groups. Again, it's up to you which one you want to use. Like, what, for example, what do you want to do with PHP BB?
Well, I have a few sites. One of them is...
Did we lose you? Okay, yeah.
Oh, whoops, I'm sorry. I pressed the mute button.
There you go.
So I have a couple sites. One of them, AquaGiro, is a community-based site, basically. And another one, which is really the one that I'm looking into, is it's not public yet, but it's going to be a site for support with a online operating system thing that I'm making. And so I'm just considering IPB, PunBB, PHPBB. I don't really know what to use.
Yeah, well, again, there's a million options you can use. It depends really what you want to do. PHPBB, at least version 3, has a larger feature set than PunBB, as far as I know. I have not actually used PunBB myself, but...
Yeah, the thing about PunBB, from my experience, is that it's very, very limited when you first do it. And
yeah.
Then there's, like, a set of standard add-ons that aren't put in the beginning that have, like, private messaging and all that kind of stuff. After that, there are more features, but it's still a lot simpler than PHPBB or IPB.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'll say this. PHPBB 2 is a lot easier to use than PHPBB 3. And that's why the team has said that they're going to be offering support for both versions once Olympus goes final. So version 3 has a lot more stuff, and version 2 has less stuff, but it's simpler to use, and there's a lot of mods you can get for it. There's actually an interesting fact. PHPBB version 2 was out before PunBB or Envision PowerBoard ever existed. And so it was actually the forerunner for those two. Envision has a PowerBoard has a lot of features. However, it's closed source and it costs money. So if you're not willing to pay a lot for it, then that option's out of the picture. PHPBB has a lot more features. It's got than PunBB. Maybe version 3 may be a bit more harder to use. Version 2 has a few less features. But again, there's a lot of mods and a lot of styles out for PHPBB. And it's got a good support community behind it, and it's open source. Again, it's very much like that. Which operating system should I use? Should I use Mac or Windows kind of thing? So it's rather a difficult question because some people Mac is going to be better, some people Windows is going to be better, and I'm sure, and of course, both companies think that their operating system should be used by everybody. But it really depends what you want to use with it and how far you're intending to go. Again, if you're actually called in and you'd like to talk, I'm certainly glad to interrupt myself to have you come in. I have last of unmuted so I don't lose my connection because my thing's kind of weird like that. So attachments, if you've used the attachment mod, which for PHPBB2, which lets users attach files to their posts, that's now built in directly into PHPBB3, and so it's exactly the same. You can set how much space you want to have for attachments, how big the file sizes need to be. You can completely disable attachments if you want to. But what it is it's going to allow you there to be a form and in the posts that users make, which lets them attach files and have them available to download right from their posts. And so it's pretty cool, depending on what certain boards that you're using. And so there are complete settings there for attachment settings, and you can completely mess with it however you want. And same interface for the attachment mod if you've ever used that. Avatar settings are here. Again, exact same settings. Nothing is new there. Private message settings have been greatly expanded because private messages have been expanded. And I talked a little about this last week. But what's new in PHPBB in terms of private messages is that now you can have different folders that users can create for private messages. So in addition to just the inbox, the outbox, and the sent box, they can now organize private messages into various folders. And so you can set here how many folders they can have, how many messages they can have per folder. It makes it a lot more like an email client built into PHPBB3, and it's pretty cool. And there's a lot more settings. You can, for example, set how much time a user has to edit a private message that they just sent, assuming that it's not already delivered. And so you can say, if it's been 5 minutes, then they can't edit anymore, and it's too late. So that's new there. And there's more options for what you can and can't use in private messages, smileys, BB code, attachments, etc., and all that. Post settings lets you set all the general things for what users can do with posts. You can right there turn on topic watching or off, on or off forum watching, on or off BB code, on or off smileys, on or off all of this stuff. Someone called last week and complained about the visual confirmation or the captchas that takes place in PHP BB3 because they don't like it, and so they could turn the option to have visual confirmation for guest postings off. But if you want, if you don't like having guest spam on your forum, but you want to allow guests to post, then you would want to turn on the visual confirmation for guest postings, and that's going to create that random code that users have to enter. And you've seen this on a gazillion websites, and I've said a gazillion quite a bit today. But you can have this turn on, and this is, and that will require all those guest users to enter that, and so it's a lot, and so it's a good way to combat spam on your board. Again, there's a lot of other ways you can do that. You can limit how much time to edit, number of posts per page. There's a new option on PHP BB3, which lets you specify how long a user has till they can bump topics. And what bumping means is that they can reply to a topic after they're the last poster. So it's like a double reply, and that's called bumping in terms of what we have here. And a lot of people don't like that. They say, you know what? If you don't fake two replies in a row, edit your last one. So you can now have a setting here, so like, for example, no bumping unless there's been no reply since the last 10 days or however many hours. So you can completely set this up right from the posting settings. And, of course, there's more control over how many poll options they can have, how many characters in posts, how many smileys or links, how big the font size can be. There's really, really great control over what users can do and can't do in posts. I'm going to interrupt myself. Daniel8802 is in the chat room, and he asks, is PHP BB better than vanilla forums? And actually, he just got in after I finished with Arix, who I talked to. And again, it really depends what you need to do with PHP BB. PHP BB is open source. It's GPL. It's got version 2 is a more simple interface. Version 3 has a lot more features, and it's got a good community of support behind it. So, I'm not going to go over this again because we just talked about this for 5 minutes. But it depends what you really want to do with PHP BB. Randulo in the chat room says that he needs a way to discourage bogus registrations. Are you referring to PHP BB2? Because actually, regardless of if you're in version 2 or version 3, you should have visual confirmation turned on. And since version 2, all right, so you have it on, so is that still not helping with bogus registrations? All right, okay, Randulo is going to restate his question. Daniel8802 asks, how hard is PHP BB to set up? It's not that hard at all. It's actually it's quite simple. You upload files, you go to the installation page, and you enter in all your settings, hit finish, and it will install itself. And actually, for PHP BB version 2, if you go to phpbb.com and click on the support link on the top, then there is a link to Flash tutorials, which will give you a pretty simple Flash tutorial on what it's like to set up PHP BB 2 and install. All right, so Randulo is getting real people registering, and they're spammers. Yeah. So, and he says that the confirm mail to the admin doesn't have a link to delete the user. So, do you currently have admin confirmation set up for your board, Randulo? All right. Okay, so I'm assuming from what it sounds like, you have real people that are just registering on your board for fun. So this is not like a registration bot, because there are bots which will register bogus registrations a lot on your boards, and that's what's going to prevent the CAPTCHA from working. So CAPTCHA or visual confirmation is meant to prevent these bots from doing it, but it's not going to stop real people. So it seems like you've got, yeah, so they're real people, and he has admin activation on there, so they can't go ahead and spam. And that gets kind of, and so basically you're kind of stuck here, because I will give you the best solution, which I can think of, which would be to go, do you have like cPanel access, control panel, or some other access like that? Okay, so you're the root admin. So best thing to do would be an IP ban. Find out what their IP is, and this is usually logged. Okay, so this is usually logged by PHPBB, and I'm not sure if it's logged in version 2 when they register. I know it's definitely logged in version 3, but you can find out what their IP address is, and I would recommend do an IP ban on the site. And if they're open, all right, so if they're open proxies, I don't think it happens on version 2. All right, for using open proxies, it's hard because these are real people. So I'm going to say that there's not a built-in solution. My advice would be to try and find out what other people have options for. Yeah, a better kickout method would be good. I'm sure that there might be a mod out there or somewhere, and it's probably not wouldn't be too hard to make something like that. To stick, do you want? And I think you said you wanted like a link in the admin activation email to delete the user, and that actually would not be too hard to write a mod to do that for. What I would recommend, because I'm sure that you're not the only one having this problem, although not a lot of people have the problem, I would put up a topic about it in the PHPBB support to find out how that works. As for writing PHP that shows them, to make a button to delete them. Yeah, what you can do is, if you want to put a link to delete them right into the email, there is... If you want to go into the language/lang-english/email folder, and that contains all of the files which control all the text you get in any emails that PHPBB sends out. So there's one for admin activation of users. And so if you go in there, it's fairly familiar with the template files. And so you can edit that, and that's going to, and so you can probably still link to do that fairly easily. And if you want, actually, if you stick around after the episode is over, I can try to help you out with that more closely. It's really nice to see lots of people coming in here. This is a record for the show, and I'm glad to have a lot of people coming and bringing questions. It really helps spice the show up. So thanks for coming. Signature settings, pretty much similar to the post settings, because signatures now can have BB code and stuff, and there's a editor for it, so you can set what people can and can't do in signatures. I'm going to try to race through this because it's been a long time so far. User registration settings. You can still set no account activation or user or admin. There's a new setting here which lets you completely disable registrations altogether. So, and I wrote a mod called Registration Stopper for PHPBB2, which lets you turn off all registrations. This is built in the PHPBB3, and you can completely turn off account activation. You can set a minimum and maximum username length. You can set a minimum and maximum password length. You can limit what kind of characters are allowed in usernames. So if you don't like having all these weird, strange symbols that you see in usernames, you can set it to that. You can only have alphanumeric characters in usernames. You can do the same thing for password complexity. You can require mixed case. You can require alphanumerics. You can do all that. There's even a setting here, and if you really want to be evil to your users, where you can say that they have to change their password after a certain number of days. I wouldn't do that because I think that that's a little bit evil, but you can still do that. There's lots of settings here for how to deal with users. General options, these are the same from PHPBB2. and the COPPA Act. You can now turn that on or off. We'll send the PHPBB. So if you're in the United States, there is the Child Online Privacy Protection Act. That's what COPPA stands for. And you are required by law to have COPPA turned on. But if you are not in the United States, then you can turn it off if you want to. If you would like to make sure that kids who are under 13 have their parents know that they are registering on this site, you can turn it on anyway. But if you're in the United States, you are required, supposedly by law, to have this turned on. Unless you're like a testing board or something, and then it doesn't really matter. So, but that is now built into version 3, and there are a lot of mods in version 2 that do that. Some more advanced things follow. There's, if you are not wanting to use the default authentication methods for users who are logging in, usually the default one, which is DB, will work fine. This is in the authentication settings. But if you want to use Apache authentication or LDAP authentication, there are settings there for that. Email settings lets you turn on or off board-wide emails. So you can turn all the board emails off if you want. You can turn on the email form. And all the settings for sending emails are there. Jabber settings. It seems that PHPBB has version 3, and I'm still actually trying to figure this out myself, is that, however, it has integration with Jabber instant messaging. And I'm sure a lot of you have probably used Jabber and not known it. If you've ever used Google Talk, Google Talk is a version of Jabber. And so PHPBB3 integrates with that. So if you have like a Jabber server or you want to, or a username on there, then you can set up your data here, and then PHPBB3 can use Jabber to send out messages and notifications to users. And so it's pretty cool if you know how to set it up. This is a bit more complicated, and so I would wait until there's more documentation out about this. And finally, closing out the general tab, you can set your cookie settings, nothing new here, your server settings, including where your smileys are, your post icons, your extension groups, all these other things. Security settings are here, which lets you turn on or off persistent login, session IP validation. This is all the very complex stuff that people who are really big on servers are really going to care about, and others may not care about. Load settings are here, which will let you determine how much the system load is. Usually the default under the load settings will be fine for most boards, but if you have like a really, really big board with lots and lots of users, you may want to go ahead into the load settings panel and edit some of that. And search settings. So search settings allows you to turn on or off searches, and it lets you determine what backend you want to use. The native usually works. You can easily do a re-index from back here. So that is, in a nutshell, all of the settings that you can now go through in PHPBB version 3. And you can, of course, download the latest beta if you want for testing purposes. It's still not recommended for live board, but hold off till Release Candidate 1 comes out. But you can go now and play with all the new stuff in PHPBB 3. And in future episodes, we'll be covering a lot more of the other things that you can mess with in the PHPBB 3 admin panel. At this point, I would like to go over to talk about the mod and style of the weeks. And today I actually want to talk about two mods, because one of them is not really a modification, but it's something for mod authors who want to submit modifications to the mod database on phpbb.com. And this is by Smithy DLL, and he does a lot of work for the mod team. He's on the moderation part of the mod team for keeping the mod requests and the development forum rules going. But he also has created this really cool command line application called MEAL, or MEAL if you want to. And there's a link in the chat room right now. And so if you're writing a mod and you want to submit it to phpbb.com, you should download this tool and let me just get the page up for myself to see. It can be run from the command line for the .NET frameworks, or you can download Mono, which is available. You can Google it, Mono, for Windows or Mac OS X. It has full support for the text template and for Modex, and the way it works is you run it from the command line, and you can link this, tell it that this is the mod that you want it to check, and it's going to go through all your files. It's going to run like all the mod template validator for you. It's got completely Modex compliant or text template compliant, and it just makes sure that everything that you have on your mod is completely correct. There's no syntax errors with your template, and that it's and if it passes the MEAL pre-validation tool, then there's a very good chance that it's not going to be insta-denied by the mod team. And what insta-deny means is the mod team wants to make sure you are can do at least some of the stuff correctly, and that you have taken the time to make sure that your mod is in good form, so that the PHPBD team doesn't have to waste time having to go through and look at it. So it's highly recommended if you're going to be submitting to the mod team that you download MEAL and check your mod before you submit it. And I have not used this version. However, this is actually a light version of a tool called EAL that Smithy DLL wrote for the mod team, and that they use inside there, which looks for a number of additional things within mods. And we don't release that version because it contains a couple of other things we could recognize security problems in your mods, as we don't want to have this going public. But the light version is out there, and it catches most of the stuff that the full version does, and so if your mod passes through that, then it's already passed the first step of validation. So if you're going to submit mods, you should download it. You can, and the link is there, and it's free for you to use. Now, if you're not a mod author, or even if you are, but you are looking for a mod to put on your board, today's mod of the real mod of the week is called Textual Confirmation, and another link is going into the chat room for that. And this is actually something, again, last week someone called in and complained they didn't like the visual confirmation. And I'm not a big fan of visual confirmation either. And so this is really cool. And what it does is, instead of giving a visual confirmation code to enter, then it will instead ask the new registered user a question that they have to answer. If the answer is wrong, then the registration will be rejected. And what's really cool is that the administrator can actually edit the questions and the answers from the administration panel. So the administrator will have complete control over what question you're going to ask. Again, it should be a fairly general question, one that most people will probably know. Like, for example, who is the President of the United States? And everyone knows who that is. Or some other question like, what is 2 plus 2? Most people who are intelligent enough to be on your board should know that the answer is 4. And so you can install this mod, and it's a nice alternative to the visual confirmation if you don't like it. Especially the version 3 CAPTCHA is going to be very confusing. This is only a version 2 mod currently, but there may be a version 3 version coming sometime soon. The mod author's username is Opa, and it is in the PHPBB mod database. Tested on version 2.0.21. I'm sure it also works on 2.0.22. And so that will be the mod of the week. And yes, last of the President of the United States is George W. Bush. And 2 plus 2 equals 4. All right, style of the week. And I'm actually still trying to figure out how I'm supposed to describe styles on a podcast without sounding completely weird. But anyway, the style of the week is called the Anatolia template. Last up was asking what versions of answers will it accept. I'm pretty sure that from the description, it seemed like it would be a drop-down menu of answers. So, like, it could give, like, 4 different answers or something that the administrator sets, and they just have to pick the right drop-down answer. That's all. At least that's what this would seem to make more sense. If it was a blank to fill in, that would be very confusing, too, for how to make sure it's the right thing. So the Anatolia template, it is a sort of dark and a black and white template. It's got kind of a glassy look. It's pretty cool, and so I'm just going to stick the link in the chat room. You can see a demo at belgelrm.org/demo/index.php ?c=18. If you're in the chat room, you've seen what it looks like, and I will also stick the link in for the download for that into the chat room. And so there you go. So the Anatolia template for PHPBBB, it is written by LeBron, his username. And so you can check that out from phpbbhacks.com, which I don't go there for mods. I go to the phpbb.com site, but they have lots of good styles on there. Okay. So that pretty much wraps up this episode. If anyone had any other discussion or questions that we can tackle in the last couple of minutes, if you'd like to do that. I do want to mention, I am currently trying to beg to get a member of the development team to come on to PHPBB Weekly to talk about Olympus. And I'm going to try to see if I can get him on for later this March, maybe the next episode or the episode afterwards. And it'll definitely be announced ahead of time on the TalkShoe page for this podcast. So I'm really hoping to see if we can get someone on here to talk about Olympus and, of course, answer any questions that you have. And that'll be really cool. There will be no episode next week. I'm taking a week off for St. Patrick's Day, going to be doing some things with my family. Not necessarily for St. Patrick's Day, but I am going to be doing some things. And so the next episode will be in 2 weeks on March 24th. At the same time, again, after daylight savings time. So it will be noon Eastern, which may be an hour earlier for all you Europeans who don't change time until April. But it'll be on the TalkShoe page, and you will know about when that happens. And of course, remember to spring forward your clocks and your PHPBB user accounts so that you don't get behind. Randula has also put a link in. This doesn't have anything to do with PHPBB, but has put a link into talkathon.org, which apparently is something about TalkShoe. I'm going to the link right now. Apparently it's a 24-hour live talkathon podcast to get more awareness about Kiva. And so it's going to be live on TalkShoe starting at noon on Sunday, March 18th. So that actually sounds pretty cool. If I can come, I will certainly try to. And so Randulo has that link, talkathon.org, for that. Alrighty. So I'd like to thank everyone who came on to the show today. We had an excellent day. Randulo, Last of, Daniel 8802, REX, Dizzy Do, and Phonix Monkey 3. It was a few others who came on before I had to reset my TalkShoe client. I hope to see you all come back again. We had lots of fun. And so thanks a lot again for listening to PHPBB Weekly. I am Douglas Bell, and hope to see you all next week.